Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Abby Cope, one of the editors for the Harry Potter Lexicon website. I've been doing some thinking about summoning charms, which, given the option, I would perform at least a dozen times a day, because where are my car keys, and is my phone in my purse, or did I leave it in the car again? For those two reasons alone, I think the summoning charm would probably tack another year onto my life. I recently reread Half-Blood Prince, and when Harry suggests to Dumbledore that they try summoning the Horcrux in the cave, just in case, because why not, I did a little internal spit take. You don't even know what kind of object the Horcrux is, Harry. Can you imagine, librarians and web designers and fellow humans slash users of the internet, if search engines achieved that level of prediction savviness? I mean, honestly, we're pretty close. Google already knows that when I search, "Hello, it's me again," I either meant, "Hello, it's me," and was looking for Adele, or I meant, "Hey, it's me again," and was looking for Cheap Trick, and if it's the latter, that I was just having some dim recollection of that one episode of How I Met Your Mother, and by the way, here's that clip. I guess my point here is that we don't have magic doing this for us. It's fun for me to imagine some ancient wizard going through every conceivable object, past, present, and future, and adding some kind of magical tag to it, just so that when Harry shouts, "Accio Horcrux," supposing it hasn't been enchanted not to react to such a lowly, fourth-year magic school spell, it will just come soaring out of the depths and into Harry's outstretched hands. But I doubt that's how it would have actually gone down. I imagine young witches and wizards getting the briefest crash course on Platonic allegories and concepts like semiosis and the social contract inherent in language, or more likely some magical equivalent thereof, then scraping an acceptable on the essay and having to move on because practical application of a summoning charm is too important to delay, whether the magical theory makes any sense or not. Anyway, muggles these days are pretty good at creating non-magical workarounds, so if anybody has any new ideas for real-life instantaneous search and retrieval, I am very interested. That's it for this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes. And for more Harry Potter canon, check out the Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. Thanks for listening.